Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's very own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Sean, did Limits leave you with the scores of our picks for the year, what the rankings are, or no?
He did not.
It sounds like Limits left what? Sean completely empty-handed here.
That's half the fun. I don't even know how I fared over Thanksgiving weekend. I have no idea. And this is sabotage, Donnie.
And he's sitting there. He probably got up at like 10 a.m. He's probably had a cup of hot cocoa in his dad's den.
Little marshmallows in there.
Yeah. And this is what's happening.
Maybe some baby food.
Didn't leave Sean with any tips. He didn't leave Sean with any
information.
Yeah.
He did leave me with his picks. That's all that
Oh,
I
he
have.
Gave you his picks, of course.
Yeah. Yes. All right,
including
let's do
the
it.
Game he tried to shoehorn in.
Let's do the games.
All right, we got four big ones in college football, the conference championships. We're going to run down the four Power Four matchups. We'll begin with number 11 BYU, number 4 Texas Tech. Texas Tech, 12.5-point favorites.
I was going to say Texas Tech is on a roll. I made the mistake of picking the Fighting Rich Rods against them. Tell you what, if BYU wins, I want BYU to win outright because it throws everything into chaos. Might even get rid of Notre Dame. But I can't picture it, Donnie. I'm going Texas Tech.
I'm
going
to go Texas Tech, too. I feel like Texas Tech is a team that could actually be in the national championship game, which is something I didn't expect to say coming into the season.
Mr. Limits is going BYU.
Wow.
I don't know. I was kind of wondering if he was going to go with them or against them based on the Penn State animosity he might have towards BYU now.
That's true, too.
Good point.
The crumble cookie.
How about when Franklin went with the crumble cookies?
That was a great move.
I
think that James Franklin should be allowed to enjoy a little bit of what they went through here. I mean, they finally got the deal done, it looks like, with Campbell. But if I'm James Franklin, I'm very happy seeing how this worked out because he just pulled in a top 25 recruiting class at Virginia Tech.
With half of Penn State's recruits.
Yep, and Penn State came in, what, like 151 or something?
They got two guys.
They have two guys, Donnie. They're starting a pickleball team instead of a football team.
They were ahead of one FBS school, and it was New Mexico State.
I'll tell you what, we're watching Fox right now where that news is. Is that Fox? FS1?
Yeah.
Wani looks great on there with Colin Cowherd, doesn't he?
He does.
Is Wani over 70 now?
Is he?
He's got to be. I think. Is he? Limits? You're the beat writer.
73.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he does.
Mustache
good
looks
for
better
him.
Than ever.
Next.
All right, we will now shift to the SEC where it just matters more. Number 3, Georgia, a 2.5-point favorite against number 9, Alabama.
These two again.
Yeah, I think that Alabama is going to make everybody upset, and they're going to get into this college football playoff because they're going to win the game tomorrow. I think it's going to be a hell of a battle, the SEC championship. I think the Crimson Tide come out on top. What do you think, Joe?
I think Georgia's already lost to Alabama, so why wouldn't Alabama win again? I'm going with Alabama as well.
Becky is going with the Bulldogs.
Oh, this is a big week for Becky. He could gain on us.
If only we knew what the records were.
Yeah, if only. Plus, I mean, that might influence my picks. Like, if I hear Limits is going one way and I'm two games behind, I might just, of course, he
yeah. On this next one, Sean, tell us which one that Austin picked.
Yeah,
let him lead off. That.
Okay, so we are now 1-2 in the Big Ten championship game. Number 2, Indiana. Number 1, Ohio State. Buckeyes a 4-point favorite. Mr. Bechtold is going with Ohio State.
I didn't catch who's the favorite.
Ohio State.
By 4.5?
By 4.
Hmm. I'm going Indiana in this for sure.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if they're going to win outright, but that is a really, really good football team. And I think they're going to, if they don't win it outright, I like having 4 points, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to go Ohio State in this game. I mean, they just have a defense that is unlike any other that Indiana would have seen to this point. I mean, we even saw Penn State's defense giving Fernando Mendoza fits in that game that Terry Smith almost pulled off with those guys like a month ago. So give me the Buckeyes here. I think they win this thing by at least a touchdown.
And the biggest conference championship game of them all occurs in the ACC, where unranked Duke goes against number 17 Virginia, the Cavaliers, favored by 4 points.
And Joe, are you aware that if Duke wins this game, the ACC is not insured a spot in the college football playoff?
Which would really be entertaining, which is why I want them to win. I don't think they will, but I'm taking Duke in the points. Again, 4 points. Who's Virginia? What have they done? Is Ralph Sampson going to play in the game? I'm taking Duke to cover.
Virginia's 4.5. 4 points. Virginia's the team that lost a game that was against a conference opponent, but it didn't count towards the conference? Am I correct?
Yes.
Is Heath very Miller, early Heath in the Miller season going to suit up for this one?
Maybe he should.
I'm going Duke.
I'm going to go Duke too.
Danny Ferry.
I think I just kind of want to see the chaos ensue.
Who's your favorite Duke athlete of all time, Donnie?
Oh.
Mine's Johnny Dawkins from way back when.
Dick
Grote. It's a great pick. Next.
Would you like Austin's pick?
Not really.
Yes.
Duke. So you guys are all in lockstep on that one.
That means Virginia's going to win that game by 3 touchdowns.
Who's your all-time favorite Virginia athlete? Mine's Ralph Sampson.
Heath Miller.
Heath Miller's a good one. Yeah. You had those at the beck and call, Donnie. Next. Did I do the Donnie football read yet?
Yes, you did. You could do it again if you like, but you already got it.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia Route 30 in Greensburg. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly cloudy with a high of Jack Sawyer. That would be 33 degrees.
Would you like to move on to the NFL picks now, guys?
Yes, I would.
Let's do it.
Okay. We will start in the AFC North, where the Cincinnati Bengals make the trek to Buffalo to play the Bills. Buffalo, a 5.5-point favorite for a 1 o'clock kick.
I'll go first here. This is one of the picks of the year in the NFL. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and an improved defense going into Buffalo with 5.5 points. Did you say 5.5?
Yep.
That's right.
That's mind-blowing. I'm picking Cincinnati all day, every day, 366 days a year, Donnie.
That's good, Joe, because I'm picking the Bills.
Wow!
I think that the nation got to see the Bengals play Thanksgiving night, standalone, primetime game, and they played their best game. Joe Burrow came back, a little bit rejuvenated. The defense actually looked like they had a pulse for the first time all season. And I think they maybe got into the spot where they're going to overbuy on what the Bengals can actually do, because I think that Cincy is still in store for one of those masterclass performances from Joe Burrow. T. Higgins has a big game. Ja'Marr Chase has a big game. Burrow goes for like 403 touchdowns, and they still find a way to lose the game by a touchdown or more. I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday. I'm going to take the Bills minus the 5.5.
Limits is going with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Smart little guy, isn't he?
Now, this game, he tried to throw out. He wanted to replace it, and I would not allow it.
Okay.
Donnie's on my side here. Instead of picking the awful Browns-Titans game, which might be the worst game of the season, we're going to go with a much better game, and that is in the NFC North. Bears at Packers, Green Bay 6.5
point favorite. I agree with limits here. We have a rule. We have to pick the AFC North.
So so that is a show rule.
Yeah, that's a show rule.
Okay, I couldn't remember when Sean asked me.
Well, I have his
Sorry,
pick
Sean,
for both.
That was on me.
So
you've gone rogue here, Sean.
Well, to be fair, Sean did run it by me. I couldn't remember if there was a rule that was in place that we had to go
AFC North. It might have been Ron's rule. We can break it.
But I did say, I was like, well, that game sucks.
Yeah, let's break
the Browns and Titans.
Let's break Ron's rule. What do we have? Bears, Packers?
Yeah, Packers 6.5 point favorites at home.
Maybe I'm crazy. I'm still not fully believing in the Bears. I'm going Packers. I think it's about time that we know who the real champion of the NFC North is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is going to be, and it ain't going to be the Bears.
Joe, we are different again.
Wow.
I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears.
To win outright or cover?
I don't know about that, but I will say this. I was not buying into that team much at all. Until, you know, through that Steelers matchup even after they beat the Steelers, I thought, okay, so they beat a pretty average football team that was playing with Mason Rudolph at QB, and they still had a game come down to a field goal difference. Then they went to Philadelphia a week ago, and they slapped around the defending Super Bowl champions. They ran the football with two guys at over 125 yards rushing. One of them really a no-name rookie. They have turned that team into a pretty creative offense when it comes to running the football, and they're not asking Caleb Williams to be a Superman QB just yet. And I think until he gets caught up in that spot, they're going to be okay. Ben Johnson showing how innovative he continues to be. I think they're going to absolutely keep this a close game, maybe even in a losing effort, but I will take them getting a touchdown or more against Green Bay.
Limits is riding with the Packers.
Good for Limits.
I will give his pick on this next one first.
All right.
It is the Sunday night football game. Houston Texans at Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, what a game.
KC 3.5 point favorites. You have to imagine if they lose, their postseason hopes are probably completely gone. Limits is going with the Texans.
I think that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to be fighting for their football lives this season in this game, and that makes them very dangerous. Unfortunately for Patrick and for Andy, their offensive line is banged up again, and Houston's, that's just like cannibals. I mean, they're crazy. That's the best defense in football. Cannibals eat themselves, though, Donnie, so that's a horrible analogy. But they're gonna. I think Kansas City could win the game, like on a last second field goal. You said it's 3.5. I'm going Houston all day.
We are all on Houston. I think it's gonna come down to the same thing that you kind of painted there, Joe. I understand that Kansas City is the desperate team. They've been the team at the top of the AFC mountain for so long.
Yeah,
and it feels like a loss here in this spot would really put them in a tough situation in the AFC, because that's yet another potential wild card team that has a tiebreaker over them, because there are already a slew of teams that have that head-to-head tiebreaker, so it would make things very difficult once it comes down to the final weeks.
Yeah.
But that Texans defense is the best in football, at least right now it is. And, man, can they get after the quarterback. We saw what they did to Josh Allen in Houston a couple of weeks ago. I think they could have Patrick Mahomes running for his life. And even in a case where the Chiefs could win the football game.
Got to beat the refs in Kansas City, too, though.
It's screaming for me a game that'll come down to the final drive and a three-point difference. So I'm gonna think the hook comes up big here. Give me the Texans.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Yes, Sean?
The final game that we pick is, of course, Steelers at Ravens, Baltimore getting 5.5.
That was the first game we picked, too, today, and my reasoning stands that... Do we have a word on Lamar practicing today, by the
way? He did practice.
Okay. I'm with Nick Kostos. I thought Lamar looked unbelievably spry in that game last week. He didn't play very well. But the important part for me was that he moved really well. I'm starting to wonder it might be upper body and not lower body that's really bothering him because his throwing hasn't been great. But they had two touchdowns called back. He's had the worst three-game stretch of his entire career there. I think he snaps out of it. I don't trust the Steelers at all in this spot. It feels like things are crumbling like a James Franklin crumble cookie. I'm going to go 27-17 Ravens.
I'm gonna say it's a little bit lower scoring than what that is, but with the same end result that the Ravens do get the best of the Steelers on Sunday, I think they do cover, so I will take Baltimore minus the 5.5 or minus 6, whatever it is. I think we're looking at a 19-10, 19-13, 17-10 type game. I mean, it's going to be ugly offense more than it's great defense. The Steelers' offense, they just can't move. They can't do anything right now unless it's garbage time, it feels. At least that's how it was against the Bills. And it's not as if the Bills had some great defense, Joe, as you have told me all season.
Which we'll see again this week. Mark my words that Bills' defense is awful.
And I think the Ravens will do the smart thing and give the football to Derrick Henry, who they gave it to in that wild card game, and he ran wild on the Steelers. So I think it's an ugly football game. Baltimore gets the win. They take over control of the AFC North.
Thank you, Donnie. And thank you, Sean. It was
Limits
a wonderful
is going
time.
With the Ravens, by is the way, he? If anyone cares.
I do. I care. He gets a shot in at Limits. Sean's revenge in the final 2 minutes. All right, Donnie, let me give you a couple quick over-unders. Over-under, Pat Freiermuth, 0.5 catches.
Man, I'll go over.
1.5 catches.
Over.
Jonnu Smith, over under 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Darnell Washington, over under 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Lamar Jackson, over under 47.5 yards rushing.
Under.
I'm going to say over. Derrick Henry, over under 11.5 carries. He had 10 against the Bengals.
Over.
Over under 20.5 carries.
Over.
Over under 100.5 yards.
Over.
I'm going to say over as well. I think he has a gigantic game, unfortunately for them. Adam Thielen, over under 1.5 catches.
I'm going to say under, but I think he gets a catch.
Do you? A big catch.
Not necessarily, but I do think he has a reception.
Thank
might
you,
might be 1 for 5.
I have no further questions. You have a good weekend.
You
and
too,
Limits
Joe.
Have some big things happening, don't you?
We do. We got a big day tomorrow. The final Saturday of the high school football season.
Tell me more about that. Who's playing? Where are you guys going?
We are going to Cumberland Valley, 3A championship, Northwestern Lehigh, Avonworth, a
big rematch.
Oh, yeah. Avonworth
of last
is in the
year.
Championship of everything in every sport at every level, boys and girls.
And
it's unbelievable.
And then 6A, you got Central Catholic and LaSalle, a rematch from week zero this season in the 6A title game.
Enjoy yourselves, man.
Will do.
Tell Limits we're angry with him. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Great job, Sean. See you guys next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.